Here's one for history buffs. Which town was home to the first recipient of a U.S. patent? If you're from Pittsford, Vermont, you'd probably say it's your town. That's what a sign in Pittsford says, at least, that the first patent went to local resident Samuel Hopkins in 1790 for a new method of making potash and pearl ash. But lawyer and historian David Maxey says Pittsford is honoring the wrong Samuel Hopkins. The real patent recipient was the Samuel Hopkins of Philadelphia. David Maxey joins us now from WHYY in Philadelphia to get to the bottom of all of this. Hi.
Hello.
Well, I have to ask you, what on earth were you researching when you came across this case of mistaken identity?
I've been wandering around in the backwoods of northeastern Pennsylvania in the 18th century, tracking down land speculators and Philadelphians who bought up large quantities of land in the northern and central part of the state. And in that work, it's almost inevitable that you collide with Samuel Hopkins.
And he was listed in the publications as a potash maker. Is that how you found out?
He was a potash maker ultimately, but he started life here in Philadelphia, or I should say he was born in Maryland and came to Philadelphia in another trade altogether. We have to speculate a little bit about what that trade was. It wasn't potash making. It was probably something to do with timber and shingles and the like.
Well, what made you realize that the Samuel Hopkins there in Pennsylvania was the guy who invented this new way of developing potash?
I guess the question is what made me aware that there was another Samuel Hopkins who claimed the first patent, because all of my research and interest in Samuel Hopkins, the holder of the first patent, had been focused on the Philadelphia resident and not on the claimant, if we can call him such, because he never really did claim the patent in Pittsford, Vermont and Pittsford, New York. But sometime in the middle 1990s, I became aware that there was another Samuel Hopkins who'd been elevated to that status by Pittsford, Vermont and by Pittsford, New York.
That Samuel Hopkins had moved from Vermont to New York, and they changed the name to Pittsford.
It gets pretty complicated because Samuel Hopkins, the rival claimant, the bogus claimant, if I may put it that way, was born in New York, went to Pittsford, Vermont, and then went back to New York to a town that was eventually named Pittsford, New York, outside of Rochester. So the claimant that I'm kind of debunking, I guess, is the Samuel Hopkins of the two Pittsfords.
What is potash, if you can explain it to the listeners, and why do you think the Samuel Hopkins of Vermont and New York didn't have anything to do with that?
Potash is a crude compound of potassium carbonate, which was used in the manufacture of soap and glass making and gunpowder. Some people might argue that it was America's first industrial chemical. There's no question, I think, in my mind and in the mind of anybody looking at the evidence, that the real person entitled to claim the patent is the resident of Philadelphia, Samuel Hopkins. All of the evidence that one can classify as contemporary manuscript material leads you to that conclusion. And that material's in Washington, in Philadelphia, in New York, and indeed in the Canadian National Archives. And unfortunately, for those who are still enthusiastically committed to the case of the Samuel Hopkins of the two Pittsfords, there's nothing in the record to support his entitlement to the first patent.
Well, apparently the U.S. Patent Office has not changed its listing. Are you encouraging them to revise the official records?
I have to hope that the two articles that I published in 1998 establish a record that any fair-minded person would read and conclude supported Samuel Hopkins of Philadelphia's claim.
The U.S. Patent Office just sent us something, and it says that Hopkins was born in Vermont and then lived in Philadelphia. Is that possible?
There you go. I think they're not making progress. That's not the Hopkins that we should be properly recognizing.
Just to put this into some context, how many other patents were given out in 1790?
Oh, there were very few in 1790, I suppose. That's the first year in which the patent system was in effect. There couldn't have been more than a handful, maybe three or a half dozen at most.
Quite important then, historically. Are you searching for other cases of mistaken identity?
No, I'm quite happy with the corrected record for Samuel Hopkins. I think that we've done right at long last by Samuel Hopkins, the true holder of the first patent.
That's David Maxey, Philadelphia lawyer and historian. He joined us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for clearing that up for us today.
Glad to be with you.
Well, Pittsford, Vermont is taking a wait-and-see attitude on the Samuel Hopkins hometown controversy. Lois Blittersdorf is a director of the Pittsford Historical Society, and she says that until the Patent Office or the Vermont Historic Sites Commission dictates a change, she doesn't know what Pittsford is supposed to do.